When all men give to all others all rights they claim for themselves, this world will be civilized. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Yes, it's been a very busy week for
us. Yes, I've been working a lot, as sometimes happens.
Yes, which is why we do not have a Mr. Potter Award this week, which is, like, insanely not normal.
Well, I've got nearly a Mr. Potter Award.
Yeah, well, you've been working, like, so ridiculously much.
Yeah, so one of our stories is someone who probably would have been a Mr. Potter Award if I'd had time to research him.
Ah, okay.
So
you get a little tidbit of it?
You get a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to move on
to
our Twitter followers.
Alrighty.
So we've got Iowa Atheist.
Uh-huh.
And Eastern Iowa Atheist.
Oh, okay.
Technically
Sorry.
The same peoples.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
That's actually, Iowa Atheist is the guy we talked about last week, did the invocation in Iowa.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then we got Lori Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Nine.
Oh, apologies.
House? Nine House. I'm going to go with that.
Not so much, but.
Well, you want to try it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Super Movie Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Donald J. Trump. Not the real one.
Okay.
It's a parody account.
Okay.
Then I've got Tomasless. Tomasless. That's an L.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Well, again, so many apologies.
Then we've got Atheist of America and April Spivey.
And for the entire list, anyone's name he butchers, he apologizes greatly.
Yeah, I am pretty bad at names most of the time.
Yeah, and I've just seemed to be getting dumber lately, so I'm not even going to try.
All right. Well, as sometimes happens, my life happens.
Okay, that made no damn sense, but okay.
Anyway, things that come up on social media tend to
irritate you.
Irritate me, anger me.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that has been coming up a lot lately is this Nazi issue.
Okay.
I don't know if we've talked about it on the show.
Not sure.
The Nazi punching.
Maybe.
People who approve of Nazi punching versus the people who don't approve of Nazi punching.
And, yeah, I think maybe a while
it's
ago.
Kind of tearing the atheist movement apart.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's causing some huge chasms.
Oh, okay.
Between people who are what are classified as anti-fascist,
mm-hmm.
and then the people that they're just calling liberals as a slur.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're not socialist and anti-fascist enough, so you're some old school liberal.
Oh, okay.
Who'll just let anybody do anything.
Oh, uh-huh.
Is what they're calling the liberals.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with that summation.
Okay, and you're going where with this?
It's my rant that I do occasionally.
Yeah, you tend to do that from time to time.
So, as a lot of you probably remember, the Nazi got punched a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, didn't we talk about that?
We might have, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
Well, this weekend there was a big, huge riot rally protesting in Berkeley, mm-hmm. where another white supremacist Nazi punched a young lady who was there. It turned out to be this huge mess.
Wait, what happened?
So there were a protest. There was an anti-Nazi protest, and there was an anti-Nazi protest.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird. It turned violent.
Why does it always do that? Anyways, continue.
Anyways, well, during the melee that happened, one former Marine punched a 95-pound, 5-foot-1 woman.
Holy shit. Can I say shit? Because holy shit.
Yeah, you can say that on this one.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then she was continued to be pummeled for a little bit more.
Seriously.
Until it finally cleared up. Anyways, she's fine.
Tough little thing.
Yeah, she was bruised, battered, and bloodied a little bit, but she's fine.
Wow. Kudos to her. Uh-huh.
So this brought up the whole Nazi issue again.
Obviously.
On whether we should be allowed to punch Nazis.
I don't think you're allowed to punch anyone. I don't care who they are.
So here's my, and I wrote something on Facebook today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I do it occasionally. So I'm just gonna read that.
You're gonna read your rant?
Yes.
Okay.
I've always taken a stance that the right to free speech is one that should be defended at all times, regardless of what that speech is.
Okay, I get it.
I may not like your speech, I may find your speech deplorable, but you still have the right to that speech. Mm. I think that it's what sets us apart from the Nazis, the white supremacists, the alt-right, or whatever fascist regime wants to take over the world. They would silence any and all dissent, and if we were to advocate for their silence, how are we any different?
I agree so far.
They use violence and intimidation to silence opposition. If we advocate unprovoked violence in our attempt to silence them, how would we be any different?
Mm-hmm.
How could we call ourselves defenders of free speech if we wish to silence those we disagree with?
I've always said that.
We must oppose speech we disagree with by using speech we do agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be louder, and we have to do it better.
Okay.
Violence has never stopped speech of any sort. It only highlights it and makes it seem like the victim.
Mm-hmm.
You want to silence Nazis? Don't get a bigger stick. Get a bigger speaker and turn that fucker up to 11.
Nice.
So that was my my little rant today. And it took off on quite a thread on my personal page.
Did it really?
Yeah. In fact, I ended up losing a friend over it.
Oh, really?
Not a huge loss. Frustrating, but not
well, I don't understand. I mean, I know it's dividing, but so basically some that say it's okay to do the violence and some that say it's not.
Right. Well,
I mean, is that the gist of it? Or
sort of. So there's a bigger issue there, and I can see there's why this rift is starting to build. There are those of us, I can't even consider myself on either side of this, because I am all for silencing of Nazis, but not with violence.
Right. I think I have to agree with you there, because I don't understand why everybody has to categorize everyone in this side or that side. The world is not a this side or that side. The world is mixed. It blends. It's gray. You know?
You're not on social media, so you're not seeing what I'm
saying.
No,
I don't do. I don't need that.
There's the one side that are the Nazi punchers, right? They're the anti-fascist.
Okay.
And they think that anybody, or not some of them, are using this idea that anybody who is willing to defend free speech, even for Nazis, is a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, again, it's the black or white thing.
Right, and that's not it. I'm not a Nazi sympathizer, right?
Not at all.
In fact, I defend the free speech in order to be able to oppose the Nazis.
Right, of course.
Because I want to use my free speech to override them, to overpower them.
Right.
So it's like one of the guys said on my thread today, you have the right to speech, right? But you don't have the right to get an audience for that speech.
Uh-huh.
So I...
Right, you can talk to the walls. I mean, right. Doesn't mean people have to listen to it.
And I am all for protesting to deplatform these guys, right?
Right.
Don't give them a place to speak.
Mm-hmm. I agree with, you know, everyone has the right to speak, even if you don't like what they have to hear, because you're right. It makes you know better, because they silence you and you think that's not okay, but you want to silence them, which means you both have to have the opportunity to say what you want to say, but it doesn't mean you have to stand there and listen to it either.
Right.
And for me, it comes where the violence part comes in. You know, neither one of those sides needs to take it to the violent side.
Right. And I said today, be careful you don't become that which you are fighting.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because fascists use that tactic.
It's going to the ugly side. Don't go there.
Right.
Be higher than that.
Right.
Be the better person.
Yeah. And that's what today was.
Uh-huh. Your little rant session.
Yeah.
You just had to get that out,
I had to get that out. We don't talk about stuff like that on the show too often.
No. No, you tend to... No, you really don't.
No. But sometimes it has to be
probably
done.
Also because you were working so much today, and that was like your... Or this whole week, so that was like your biggest thing to... Oh, I got to talk about that kind
of
thing.
Well, I've also been on a social media lull. I've been stalking instead of actually doing things.
Oh.
So
I don't do any of that crap.
Yeah, I know.
No, thank you.
I haven't been engaging in debates like I used to. So,
Yeah, whatever.
All right, you just don't get it.
No, I get it. I just have better things to do with my life.
Sure.
Yep.
There's nothing better.
Oh, bite me, please.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Judge praises convicted rapist.
I'm going to rant.
Well, that's the whole point. Fourth District Court Judge Thomas Law shocked everybody when he praised Keith Vallejo.
Sure. Yeah.
Who was convicted of raping a 17-year-old girl and repeatedly sexually assaulting a 19-year-old relative. Another unidentified female also testified that he sexually assaulted her while she stayed in his home when she was 17.
So that's three.
That's three.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bishop for the LDS Church at the time of the incidents.
Of course.
The jury convicted Keith of 10 counts of second degree, 10 counts
Jesus.
Of second degree felony forcible sexual abuse, one count of object rape. I'm not sure what object rape is, but weird.
I'm not entirely familiar with that.
After he was convicted.
Either or, it doesn't matter.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. And this is the guy that would have been the Potter Award winner, the judge.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, I got that.
And he almost made it specifically for this one case.
Uh-huh.
Judge Lowe allowed him to go free while awaiting his sentencing.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Usually you have
okay,
to...
Okay, so wait. Back up. He was convicted.
He's convicted.
And he says... Go on until we get to your sentencing.
Yeah, just go.
Who the frick gets to do that?
Former LDS
no,
church.
I mean, okay, good point. But I mean,
we're talking Utah here.
Another good point. But what I'm saying is anyone who gets convicted of something sits in jail till their sentencing. I don't know anybody who walks off after that.
I don't know.
I had an issue with that. So anyways.
Okay. Well, it gets better. Or worse, as the case may be.
I would say, yeah.
Over 50 letters of support for Vallejo were sent in.
Seriously?
Talking about what a good man he was and all the good things that he has done.
Oh, yeah, sure.
His brother spoke, comparing him to Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yeah. All of the support for the child rapist appeared to move Judge Lowe.
Are you kidding me?
During the sentencing, Judge Thomas Lowe appeared to become emotional and had to take pauses to compose himself.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Apparently upset at having to sentence him.
Oh, this is horseshit.
Yeah. And this is a quote. The court had no doubt that Mr. Vallejo was an extraordinarily good man. But great men sometimes do bad things.
Oh my fucking God. Are you serious?
So Judge Lowe sentenced him to 1 to 15 years in prison for forcible sexual assault.
1 to 15?
1 to 15. And 5 years to life for object rape. It gets a little bit worse. The judge ordered that those sentences be carried out concurrently.
All right, I'm having a stupid moment.
So
I forgot what that meant. I know what it meant, but I forgot.
All right, concurrent sentences means that the convicts carry out their sentences at the same time.
Same time. That's what I was thinking.
Right. It's a way for judges to give freebies to criminals for committing multiple crimes. Or repeatedly.
Right. So it shortens basically their sentence.
Yep. He'll only have to serve whichever sentence is longest.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
Which probably will be 15 years.
That's horseshit. What happened to life? Not that he was going
to
get that.
5 years to life.
Yeah.
Means he can get out in five.
God. It just... What is wrong with people? I mean, seriously. Who gives a flying flip what a good person he is, quote unquote, supposed to be? When he's already done these acts, has proof that he's done these acts, and was convicted by the same guy, mind you, that he did these acts.
Oh, I have a feeling he would have never been convicted if it weren't trial by jury.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I mean, that's like saying, oh, he was such a quiet neighbor, and I don't understand how he has 12 bodies in his basement. I just would have never saw that coming.
Yeah.
What is that? Have they not learned anything?
Well, the guy's a LDS bishop.
He's not
that much different from a Catholic priest.
Exactly what was going through my head. I was thinking of all the priests. They were such good people, too.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, you know, nothing bad could come from some good religious holy person. Seriously?
Yeah. And that's why he was considered for the Potter Award. I just didn't.
I mean, even if you take it to, like, the serial killer aspect of it, their facade is always this good, wholesome, upstanding citizen. And then behind closed doors, it's a whole nother world. And they act like they're so shocked. And to say that, oh, boo-hoo, I hate to have to, you know, convict him because he was such a good person, but yet behind the closed doors, it's like, you know, freaking horror show. I mean, I don't understand people. I just don't.
I don't either. Well, yeah, hopefully something happens to this judge. He gets censored or something, because this is ridiculous.
He needs to get something for that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Something. But being in Utah?
He had to get nothing.
Good luck with that.
Good evening. Don't be startled, children. I will be filling in as storytime counselor. So sit back, get comfortable. My story begins on a night just like this one.
That just makes me smile. I love listening to that. It's weird, but I do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
We're talking NASA and science this week.
Yay.
NASA announces strong evidence for life-sustaining conditions on the subsurface oceans of Saturn moon Encladius. Encladius?
I heard Europa.
Encladius.
No.
That's what I did
some research on ocean worlds and the life that is possible, it was the moons of Jupiter, Europa.
They had
candidates of Saturn. No, I know that. I'm just saying.
I've got Encladius.
No, shush.
I'm talking Encladius.
Saturn has a moon that has an ocean world also, but the one that is closest to Earth's similarities is Jupiter's moon Europa.
No, Encladius.
Okay, I'm just telling you, Europa's
this
better.
This is the one we were talking about.
I was talking to you about Europa.
No, scientists have known that Encladius harbors a liquid ocean under its surface since 2005. Mm-hmm. That's when the Cassini probe started the now famous water plumes erupting from the moon's surface.
Say what? You obviously did not read my article. Europa. No.
The outer surface of Encladius is a sheet of ice 11 to 14 miles thick but below that water escapes through the cracks of the moon and flexes the tidal forces of Saturn's gravity. The presence of hydrogen in a plume is a big deal.
I'm going to have issues.
Why?
Keep going.
Scientists believe that being produced at hydrothermal vents similar to the ones on Earth, hydrogen can be used as chemical energy for microorganisms which combine with the carbon dioxide in the process called methanogenesis.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, this is, it's all true. I'm not arguing that. This is very true. I'm just saying the one that I was talking to you about, I mentioned Saturn's moons, but I was mostly talking about Jupiter's moon Europa. And the age of Europa is 4.5 billion years is the same as Earth. And its similarities timeline-wise and how it's an ocean world and it's a saltwater ocean world and how it has such high possibilities of life. You know, as far as... I'm just saying. Don't give me that look. I'm just saying.
Methanogenesis on...
Bite me. Keep going.
Yeah. Data from the Encladius... From the study of Encladius will help scientists decide what instruments send along with a new probe. Now we know what to look for, so maybe we'll get a closer to confirming something is actually alive.
Yeah, by studying Europa.
Encladius.
Europa.
Encladius.
Europa. Anyways, they also will be sending out a mission to Europa in the 2020s, and I totally forgot what the name of it was, but I was telling you about the scientists that helped to come up with the name and yada, yada, yada. And I agree completely with her on, you know, instead of studying Mars, it would have made more sense to study Europa at the time. But the popularity for everyone was Mars.
I still think Mars is a jumping point.
No, I can see that. But what I'm talking about studying life, we chose to study life on Mars. And she made a good point saying how Mars is a planet that once had the possibility of finding life, whereas studying, you know, taking our time and money and studying Europa instead of Mars, we have looking at a place that would currently be highly possible of having life at the moment, not
just
in the
just
past.
Just like Encladius.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying. See, they also mentioned Saturn's moons as well, but at the time, the article I showed you was with Europa. Fine. Just saying. But Encladius was in it, or Encladius, however the hell you say that damn word.
Anyways,
but they're both very cool because they're both ocean worlds, and they both show very big promise for finding life.
Yeah.
It's important that we start looking at that kind of stuff.
I agree. I would love to find life on another planet.
Well, it's not exactly a planet.
On another heavenly body.
Oh, yeah, that's so much better. Anyways, we can move on now.
All right, I can move on.
Okay.
A Crookston, Minnesota man who doesn't believe in God said his vehicle was vandalized with messages telling him to leave.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Completely.
Jeff Carter said he found his pickup Saturday morning covered with raw eggs, a white powder, and paint.
Hmm.
Photos posted on Facebook show messages written on the pickup, including, if you don't like God, go, and Jesus is life.
You know, I'm really surprised we didn't have anything like that happen to us with all the stickers we had.
Well, we live in the reg.
Yeah, that's very true. We haven't really traveled far with them.
Yeah.
Well, we traveled a little bit out more in the country area and we had issues, but that was with road rage.
Yeah, that was just stupid.
Not vandalism.
Carter said bumper magnets with atheistic messages were stolen off the pickup as well.
Yeah, somebody stole mine.
Yeah.
I'm pissed about that,
by the
way.
It fell off.
No, you're right. That totally did not fall off. Somebody took it. I'm pissed. Yeah.
He has reported the incident to the police.
Oh, they ain't going to do crap.
When asked if he felt what happened to him was a hate crime, he said, how would you describe if that happened to a Christian vehicle by a Muslim?
Oh, they would be all up in arms about that.
To me, it is the same thing. I don't think I should be treated like an outsider due to my lack of belief.
Yep.
We coexist with religious people very nicely, he said. I'm not trying to offend people. I just want to make it socially acceptable for someone to be open about their disbelief in religion.
Yeah, I agree completely. Why can't people just let other people believe what they want? Why are they so offended if we don't believe what they believe?
Yeah,
I don't understand that. It's not like they're hurting their God or anything. They just don't believe what they believe.
Right.
I mean, are they so weak in their belief system that they're, I don't know, feel threatened by the fact that not everyone believes the same thing they do?
Yes.
They're supposed to be more, what's the word I'm looking for? More sound in their belief system, their Bible and their God and all that. And they should just let it roll off their back like water off a duck.
Our lack of belief should not affect their belief. And if it does, then their belief isn't that strong.
Yes, it's extremely weak. And that goes for anyone, regardless of what their religion is. If they can't handle someone else not believing what they believe, it shouldn't even be an issue. You should just go on with what you believe. And, you know, you don't have to engage with someone who doesn't believe the same. What's the deal?
Right. And this raises a point as to why I joined the Normalize Atheism team.
Uh-huh.
Because I think we should normalize atheism, and then stuff like this won't happen.
I agree.
Or it will be less likely to happen. If everybody knows somebody who's an atheist, right, and they're not a horrible person, then they know that atheists aren't that bad people.
Well, and I think the same holds true for not just atheists, just for anyone. Like, Muslims right now are having a very hard time in this country.
That's true.
And you know, they need to normalize everyone's belief.
Well,
not just, you know, Christianity is the only thing accepted here, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, I agree with that, that there should be some level of tolerance for other people's beliefs.
Right. I don't know. I just think if everybody just minds their own business and leaves everyone alone, we could all get along.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, truly. Stop knocking on my door. Just do what you want to do and I'll do what I want to do.
Agreed.
I mean, it's not really that hard, people.
It's not.
Anyways, I'm ranting a lot today, aren't I?
No, that's fine.
Okay, fine.
All right, next story.
Sure, whatever.
On July 14th, a statue of Clarence Darrow by Pennsylvania sculptor Zenos Verdukas will be dedicated on the Ray County Courthouse lawn. It will stand opposite the statue of William Jennings Bryan in his 1925 Scopes Monkey Trial Nemesis erected in 2005. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, so in 1925, the Scopes Monkey Trial happened. It was the first time evolution and creation had been discussed in the courtroom based on a Tennessee law not allowing evolution to be taught in classrooms.
Oh, okay.
For the record, the teacher lost. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't. Yeah, they're got to get into it. he lost, but then it was thrown out on a technicality, so it couldn't be appealed, so it never saw the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Anyway, Dayton is the site of his famous trial, which the teacher was prosecuted for teaching evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Darrow defended the teacher. And the town holds an annual festival dedicated to the event that became a spectacle followed around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Darrow statue project was paid for in part by money raised by the American Humanist
Association.
Humanist Association. But? It is opposed by local activist June Griffin.
Okay.
Who has fought for decades to have the Ten Commandments posted in a majority of Tennessee courthouses.
Again, with the just do what you want to do privately and leave me alone right. crap.
Griffin, a pastor of the American Bible Protestant Church, says, I oppose it because it doesn't belong there. Literally.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is sacred territory where people from all over the world came to see these idiots that didn't believe that God created the world and man.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Griffin said the Rayacountians had, if they had a chance to vote on the statue and voted yes, she would accede to the will of the people. That's her words.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, she wants to debate Darrow supporters publicly, face to face.
That's odd.
Yeah. No lawyers, only personal confrontation.
It sounds like no lawyers, just bring your weapons. We're gonna duel.
You have no idea.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Engage them in the debate right there. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
If not that, she said, the humanists should have to defend themselves in court without lawyers, who, she says, feed on taxpayer money and have no concern for the people's rights. She has a problem with lawyers, apparently.
Yeah, she's mentioned this several times.
And then barring that, Griffin suggests the association form its own militia.
Oh, so I was right. You were sweet. Right.
If worst comes to worst, I will challenge them to meet us in their uniforms at King's Mountain, just like John Sevier did, and we'll settle it over there.
Now, is this an older woman?
Yeah, she's...
I'm picturing this little old granny with a cane, like, come on, I'm going to take you all on.
That's pretty much what's going on here.
Wow, old school.
Well, she looks old enough to have attended trial.
Oh, so it's pretty much what I was picturing then.
Yes.
Well, she's old school at least.
That is true. So, well, this leads into so much other stuff we talked about tonight. About how, you know, just keep to yourselves, right?
Well, I love how she says, has no concern for the people's rights. What the hell is she doing?
She doesn't care about other people's rights. She only cares about Christian rights. That's the people's that she...
Those are the only people who exist in her eyes, and everyone else are these weird creatures that need to be wiped off the planet.
And the fact that she doesn't even want a Darrow statue to be put up, she doesn't want to even see the other side? See,
again, that's what I'm talking about. Why are they not strong in their faith that just looking or hearing someone who has a different idea offends her or threatens her, actually?
Right.
I mean, that's pretty weak.
That is very weak.
I mean, if from my point of view, that's how I have always seen anyone who approaches us like that. That they just always seem like, you know, shouldn't you be a lot stronger in your faith, you know, than whatever I have to say or whatever offending you? I mean, it should just not bother you at all.
It really shouldn't.
I mean, maybe you don't like hearing it, but it shouldn't be like, you know, we got to... you know, bring out our weapons and whatnot to defend it.
Well, that's what she's suggesting, though.
Because
we go into armed melee.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, obviously you have issues with yourself, apparently, because she isn't strong enough. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. She's not strong enough in her own beliefs that, you know, bring out your guns, your pipes, bring it all.
Like gangs of New York.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was picturing, actually.
Yeah, okay.
We're all going to come out from five corners.
Well, it was asked, you know, what sort of uniforms would humanists wear?
That's a really good question. I have no earthly idea.
Flying spaghetti monster costumes?
Swimsuits?
Suit and tie? Because humanists are everybody.
Yeah. Pretty much everybody wear whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, just show up and we'll just have a big
wear a Comic-Con costume.
All right. That might be useful.
Wear a unicorn outfit with a rainbow hat.
Invisible pink unicorns?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show up as that.
Come as a kitty. Whatever.
No,
That's just weird.
It's just ridiculous that we have to...
I don't know. I'm just picturing like the early 1800s and we're all going to bra.
I think that's what she's picturing.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, but the statue's going to go up because it was approved by the council,
mm-hmm.
right? There's nothing she can do to stop it.
She's just going to whine about it.
Yeah. But I just thought that her comments about it were interesting.
Kind of loopy, crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes in the South, that's what you get.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes.
In the backwoods of Tennessee.
Or North Carolina for that mountain where everyone's related up on that mountain.
Don't talk about my family.
I'm not saying anything.
Do not talk about my family.
Uh-huh. Your kin.
My kin.
Unfortunately, I married into it, so crap.
Yeah.
That's my kid now. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, well, I'm city crazy Jersey messed up family, so you get that too. So
I know. I'll get over it.
It's all nuts in two different ways.
True.
Anyways.
All right. That's all the acting I got.
I'm done. I'm good.
All right. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.